Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just saw something sad.
What's that?
I was looking at Channel 2 on our website. Ponce is closing.
Is it?
You see that, Day-Day? Yeah, I was like, what? Yeah, it's been open 33 years. When I used to live in Midtown, that was like one of my go-tos, man.
No doubt.
That's a buzzkill. Yeah, the owner of Eats announced their last day will be October 18th over on Ponce. Just some good quality stuff over there every year, man. No frills, good food.
Great pasta, man.
No doubt.
Great pasta.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, like, I know it feels like the pandemic was like 45 years ago. It wasn't, but it feels that way. And when that happened, Mike, we saw a bunch of restaurants around town obviously go under because of the circumstances. And then when things reopened and, you know, got going, they couldn't get the help they needed. But that, man, that's a spot.
There were some break-ins down there. Place got vandalized. They said that didn't have to. It's not because of that, but they were banged up earlier this year. So earlier this week, I should say. I don't know, man. It's a buzzkill when you see some of your classic spots around town closing up, like we saw with Taco Mac, in Midtown and over there in the Highlands.
You're right. Hey, as we've been talking about Brian Snicker stepping away, he is retiring and obviously going to have an advisory role with the Braves. One of the things, well, before we get to this, we need to address something else, okay? And that something else is something that's been talked about on this show for the last few days. And that is what Mike said on social media, being, you know, reacted to by the Hall of Famer Chipper Jones, who we absolutely love and respect. But at the end of the day, I know guys were reaching out to us last night. Mike and I were talking about this amongst ourselves and saying, look, I know many of you are like, y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that. We're not doing anything. If people and, you know, whomever wants to continue to talk about the number one show in Atlanta, let them do it. But, Mike, I know we just want to address this because you're getting it. I'm getting it. Right. I can't believe he said this or that person said this. And I'm like, eh.
I mean, because, again, we're getting stuff like he said, she said, like, Chipper. I don't know if Chipper did say or not say it. He's never been on the station. That's ridiculous. He's been on our show.
He's been on our show.
Like, twice. He's been on stage. Either way, he's disavowed us because of my take, which I thought was a reasonable take. That, you know, because, you know, it wasn't like the first thing I said when Brian Snicker announced his resignation was, he's better than Bobby Cox. You know, no, it was praising Snicker, praising his legacy, talking about 21, talking about all the things that he dealt with as a lifer in this organization. Never, I felt having the kind of lineups, you know, that other managers in baseball had. And so we did video, we did a commentary about it. And then by the third or fourth thing I put on social media, I was like, you know, I got to be honest, the more I think about it, Snicker did more with less. And I think Bobby Cox did less with more, and that was it. And somebody got that to Chipper, and he, you know, because obviously tight relationship. That's a guy that, you know, his organization, you know, drafted him. He came up through the show with him, and all those guys that played with Bobby, because Bobby is a great guy. And it wasn't saying that Bobby isn't a great guy. It wasn't saying that Bobby wasn't a great manager. Just stating what I felt was he had stronger lineups than Snicker ever had. He had stronger starting pitching than Snicker ever had. And that was, you know, at the end of the day, who am I going to compare Snicker to? A cactus? Chuck Tanner, as I said to you the other day, Joe Torre. I mean, these guys had, you know, they were comparable era. They're the guys that most Braves fans identify as the skipper of the team. And so I reached out to Chipper because he started calling me names and going in. I said, we would love to have you come on the show, talk about it. He chose not to. And so if somebody wants to go on another lesser platform and just, you know, talk trash, knock yourself out. Because as Carl said, we live rent-free in a lot of people's heads in this town. But it's a shame because I'd love to have the conversation with Chipper and try to explain to him, because I don't think it's getting through to him, that it wasn't a shot. It's just I'm talking about comparing legacies, and it got sideways. But look, I said my piece. We talked about it at length yesterday.
Yeah.
There's stuff I put up at social media if you want to read more of my takes on it, because both managers are great. Both managers, you know, I thought achieved the highest level. But when you've got the kind of resource that Bobby had, the other thing was, I get that Bobby is sick or has not been in great health of late. And everyone saw that he's been struggling. It was great to see him out of the 95 reunion event at Truist Park. But I don't think that means there's a moratorium on mentioning Bobby and his legacy compared to Snickers, in my mind. And if you feel differently, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about the job.
Right.
Not the person.
Not the person. But some, the I guess some Braves fans, because Bobby is so iconic and to a degree a sacred cow, they can't separate the two.
All right. Wanted to address that because I know
Chipper obviously can't.
Well, he hasn't. Many of you have been reaching out, and it's like, dude, we hear you, and I get it. And look, if you guys want to talk to him about it and you're tweeting or doing whatever you need to do and you feel comfortable with that, do it. We're not. With that said, what do we need in a manager? Because now the attention turns to what kind of manager is going to be able to do, ironically, what we're talking about, what Snit did and what Bobby Cox was able to do, Mike, and make multiple runs, not just to the playoffs, but deep in the playoffs. This team is good, man. I mean, I know this season sucked, but I am projecting that health coming back to spring training, this is going to – and I'm talking about our everyday lineup. I don't know what the pitching staff is going to look like, okay?
Right.
But our everyday lineup, we're going to be okay. And if you say, well, this is a good team, remember when Snit took this thing over, we weren't winning. He took over a 90-loss team, guys, a team that was bad, that was probably a year or so away from being good because of the young players we had, but nobody really knew. And then, boom, we took off. And he showed he was able not only to handle it, Mike, but handle the kids, handle the personality, handle the circumstances. But this is different now. And what I mean, guys, is Mike just told you that this payroll is going up because of the escalators. You need somebody to come in here who understands about winning now, not 3 or 4 years from now when our kids get really good. We're past that. And you've invested a lot of money already, Mike, and you're going to invest more, we hope, Alex, in pitching.
Right.
You've got to get a guy who can do this right now. And what I mean by that, Mike, does that mean you go get an experienced guy who's done it in the league?
Right, because, you know, a guy like David Ross has got a connection. And if it does have to track back to experience with the organization, he was here from 2009 to 2012. He did win a division in 2020 with the Cubbies. And catchers are generally guys who get it.
Right.
You know, they get the strategy. They got to call games. The guy that I'm a little interested in is Skip Schumacher. I know that this would be outside of the family for the Braves. And like Brian Snitker, it's not an over-reliance on analytics. He uses analytics and his gut. That's the way he's described. I read because I didn't know much about him other than, you know, surprisingly making the wild card last year. This year the team wasn't very good. But a blend of sort of old school and new school, as it says when you ask about him on AI. But he's got good player relationships. Look, he's playing for the cheapest, worst organization that just blows guys out once they get good because they'll never pay him. But it interests me because he's also 45. So you'd have a younger guy, you know, maybe relatability with these guys, perhaps with Acuna and some of the younger players. I don't know. I don't hate the idea of a Skip Schumacher, just like I wanted Jim Harbaugh over Raheem Morris. I wanted somebody with no ties to the Falcons organization. So I've got the same mindset when it comes to the Braves.
Yeah, and look, that whole we don't know where they're going to go. This is a wide net that they are casting, but they
Mark DeRosa's name's been out there.
Absolutely, but they also will have. I think they're picking, you know, of potential candidates, and this could be somebody that you completely feel like you know, or it could be somebody that you completely have no idea about. But the thing is, do they come in and handle this situation and win? And you know what? You won't care. I won't care. They won't care if that individual is able to get this team over the hump and get us back to another World Series. Like, that's where we're at. And there's no reason to think that next season when we get to spring training that, again, Vegas is not talking about us being one of the top teams. I don't care who wins this year. I'm not worried about that. They know, right, under the circumstances, there was no team in the league that lost all five of their starting pitchers due to injury. So you go, wow, look at what the lineup does. What do they do to address that, Mike? And then I think the Braves will be a contender again next year. This is what I'm telling you. This is a big hire.
So this is a guy, in case you're wondering, with the Skip Schumacher, he was manager of the year, you know, back after 22, after Mattingly took off. And then he was hired by the Rangers. He basically got out, had some personal stuff, had to go straighten that out, so he wants to get back in the game.
Yeah. And the reason why, guys, remember, and this is no disrespect to Snit, I think they kind of threw Snit in there and said, we'll just see how it goes.
and it went damn well.
We thought he'd be like a placeholder. Yeah. But anyway, Schumacher's a guy. I don't hate that idea. David Ross. I mean, then there's other guys. I mean, if you look at like who the Giants are looking at, and there's other teams, I wish some of those guys were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our list, at least what you see in the media.
No doubt. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. Coming up, picks of the week. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.